The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your super water man. Here at 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Water. Bringing you water consciousness straight from the Berkshires. Today we're going to have a great show. I'm going to talk to you about a city with the last name of Field. Westfield. The food. Another local city dealing with more PFAS issues. Having a great conversation today with a real bad, powerful woman. And it's all about the water over there. We'll be talking to Kristen Mello, who started a group called RAFT. That's Westfield Residents Advocating for Themselves. They're a nonprofit that formed because they realize the cavalry ain't coming, and they are the cavalry. So you're dealing with PFAS issues over there for the last several years, and when it became known to people, RAFT was born, and then the W is silent. RAFT is Westfield Residents Advocating for Themselves. Super psyched to have her second half of the show, so stay tuned. Got some cool water tunes coming your way, some water poetry, some water quotes, and some water news, so stay there, stay here, share with your friends. You'll find And So It Flows on most of your podcast platforms, and you could stream live right now on WTBRFM.com. So stay on tune. Let's see what we got first up for some music. And by the way, this music comes straight from our Spotify platform, our Spotify playlist, the And So It Flows playlist. Let's see what we're going to play first. We got a little bit of Water Under the Bridge. Our friend Adele sang this one. And this is off her 25 album. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Oh, been in the past for a while. I get a flash and I smile. Am I crazy? Still miss you, baby. It was real, it was right, but it burned too hot to survive. All that's left is all these ashes. Where does love go? I don't know. When it's all said and done, how could I be losing you forever? After all the time we spent together, I had to know why I had to lose you. Now you just become like everything I'll never find again. At the bottom of the ocean. In a dream, you appeared for a while. You were here, so I keep sleeping just to keep you with me. I'll draw a map, connect the dots with all the memories that I got. What I'm missing, I'll keep reliving. Where does love go? I don't know. When it's all said and done, how could I be losing you forever? After all the time we spent together, I have to know why. Like everything I'll never find again. At the bottom of the ocean. This is it. Let go. Breathe. You don't have to love me for me to baby ever understand. Just know all of the time that we both had. And I don't ever want to see you sad. Be happy. I don't wanna hold you if you don't wanna tell me you love me, babe. Just know I'm gonna have to walk away. I'll be big enough for both of us to say, be happy.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Be happy. Is that too much to ask? And how good are you willing to have it? It's kind of like the song of the moment, Miley Cyrus singing Bottom of the Ocean. What album was that from? Let's go check. That was from the Breakout album. Before that, we had Water Under the Bridge. Time Keeps Passing, Water Under the Bridge. I love it. Off the 25 album. That was Adele. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O here on WTBR FM 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. And you know what goes really well with water? Pizza. And you want to help decide whose pizza is best again? Well, it's the return of community TV and radio's tastiest fundraiser, PCTV Eats a Pizza 2. It's a sequel. This one is Thursday, May 23rd, 2024 at 6 p.m. Berkshire Hills Country Club, Pittsfield, Mass. Drawings, music, and lots of pizza. With pizzas provided by these generous participating restaurants. What do we got? We got KJ Ganache, Porta Villa, Pizza. Pizzas. What does it say? Pizza something. They need to actually work on their logo, get larger lettering there. Dalton HD Pizza, Papa John's, Locker Room, Papa and Joe's, Zuko's, and Mantique's. All providing pizza. For more, you want to visit pitchfieldtv.org/ /pizza for more information and tickets. Sounds like fun, you know. Great way to stay hydrated is drink lots of water and eat lots of pizza. So hope to see you there. It's going to be a fun event. Got other things coming up in the neighborhood soon. We'll tell more about that. But thanks for tuning in to And So It Flows, only show for H2O. We are your show that brings you the water consciousness straight from the Berkshires, cultural conversation, because water has a story as you have a water story. And we're 80% water, so we might as well just, you know, learn to love our water as much as we love our phones and our cars. Our water provides a lot. So, got some news coming your way. Let's see what's up in the world of water news. Since we're talking about hydration and pizza before, we got a little bit more right here. We got 8 ways to stay hydrated if you hate drinking water. And that happens for some people. This is from Time Magazine. For all the hype surrounding status water bottles, looking at you, Stanley and Awala, turns out many of us aren't drinking nearly enough water. It's a struggle, says Vanessa King, a registered dietitian, nutritionist with Queen's Health System in Oahu, Hawaii. We see thousands of people a month, and drinking enough water comes up all the time. Exactly how much do you need to drink every day depends on a variety of factors, including your age, activity level, how much you sweat, and your health status, as well as which medications you take. Some can cause dehydration, and your location. Hot places call for more water. Who'd have thunk? One rule of thumb, King said, is to drink half your weight in water in ounces every day. For example, if you weigh 140 pounds, your target should be about 70 ounces, or at least eight ounce glasses per day. To zero in on a more specific number, she advises talking to your doctor or registered dietitian. There are other places to look for that kind of information. However, if you're not getting enough water, you'll be able to tell. Your mouth might get dry, King says, and your urine, pee, as they say here in Time Magazine, will become darker than normal. You might get a headache or feel dizzy. Plus, you will feel thirsty. People who are truly dehydrated, which is common among older adults, can experience altered mental status like depression, hypotension, kidney failure, and other complications that may require hospitalization. Being well hydrated, on the other hand, is linked to improved mood and cognition, as well as optimal physical performance. It can add weight loss, alleviate constipation, and even make your skin look healthier. Oh my God, you'll go poop more if you're drinking the right amount of water. There's only positive, says Maya Feller, a registered dietitian, nutritionist based in Brooklyn and author of Eating From Our Roots, 80 plus healthy home cooked favorites from cultures around the world book. There's just so many benefits. So yeah, it's true. There are benefits. You know, there was another book that was written years ago called You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty, which written by an Iranian doctor. I don't know how to pronounce it correctly, Dr. Batmanjadi or something like that. However, he ties and connects all ailments to being dehydrated, each and every ailment. So check out how water is super important in your life, and, you know, come to some kind of terms with, you know, if you don't like the taste of regular plain water, which, you know, if it's good water, it tastes kind of sweet. But if you don't, add a little fruit, add a cucumber, add some mint, add something, add even a little tiny bit of juice, like an ounce of juice, add some kombucha. You could add a lot of cool things to water. Water is good. And That's really it. That's really it. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And a little later on, in about 15 minutes or so, maybe 13 minutes, going to have a really great guest, Kristen Mello, who is an incredible activist, as well as a city councilor over in a neighboring city of Westfield, where they are dealing with PFAS issues. And we'll tell a little bit more about PFAS in our next break. What is it? How does it work? Like, what does it do? And, you know, it's like the big story, the forever chemical. So it ain't just PCBs, it's PFAS, it's lots of stuff. And my question to the general world and ourselves and all of us who are in the world of the economy and living is, can we do things with less off-gassing, less toxins? Can we do 2% less in being a locust and 2% more in being a butterfly? Because I swear it's going to be better for the fishes and better for us all over. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Here's a cool little quote by Benjamin. Everybody loves their Benjamins. Benjamin Franklin said this: when the well is dry, we know the worth of water. Stick that in your cap, in your revolutionary cap. More music coming your way from the And So It Flows podcast, which you can actually find some of our music on And So It Flows on Spotify, where you'll see and find and follow our cool water song playlist. Next up is Tears in Heaven from Eric Clapton. You're listening to And So It Flows here at WTBR FM 89.7.
Here in heaven. Wrap yourself around.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. That was Cyndi Lauper on Water's Edge from her Shine album. Before that, we had Tears in Heaven from the Eric Clapton from the Clapton Chronicles album. Super psyched to be here with you today. You are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. In just a couple minutes, we're going to have Kristen Mello in studio. Super psyched about that. We had a really good conversation with her. I have had one before, and we'll have another one that you'll be listening to in just a couple of minutes. Super psyched about that. But really, she's talking about the stuff around PFAS, aka Forever Chemicals, aka PFAS. What is PFAS, you may ask, so we don't lose people. PFAS is, let's get this. First, PFAS. In 1946, DuPont introduced nonstick cookware coated with Teflon. Today, the family of fluorinated chemicals that sprang from Teflon includes thousands of nonstick, stain repellent, and waterproof compounds called PFAS, short for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. PFAS are used in a staggering array of consumer products and commercial applications. Decades of heavy use have resulted in contamination of water, soil, and the blood of people and animals in the farthest corners of the world. PFAS are incredibly persistent, never breaking down in the environment and remaining in our bodies for years. What are the health risks? We got testicular, kidney, and liver and pancreatic cancer, reproductive problems, weakened childhood immunity, low birth weight, endocrine disruption, increased cholesterol, weight gain, and in children and dieting adults. I'm not going to go more into this. We'll let Kristen say a little bit about what she's up to. Super psyched to be with her in studio. Thank you, Kristen.
Hey, hi. Thanks again for tuning in. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water, and I am here at Pequot Pond in Hampton Pond State Park. I'm sitting down to one of the toughest, most incredible activists, city councilors in our region. Her name is Kristen Mello. She's joining us today. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Our water-loving listeners have been tuning in and listening to what's going on in the world of water. But today, you and I, we'll be talking a little bit about the PFAS situation going on in Westfield, which is not too far from our studios in Pittsfield. And guess what? They both end in field, so we must have something in common.
At least a little something.
A little something. So tell our water-loving listeners a little bit about you, a mini bio.
A little mini bio. I was born and raised in Westfield, here in the 413, right? I went away to school. I got a bachelor's in chemistry and a master's in analytical chemistry. I came back here and had opened a coffee shop for a while, a fair trade organic coffee roaster. And then I was helping my brother raise his daughters when we found out that there was PFAS in our water. And because of my chemistry background, people came to me to ask me questions about it. And because of my chemistry background, I went to the state and got the data. And as soon as I understood what was really going on, I couldn't turn my back, right? So wow. I went and reached out to the city council. I spoke with the mayor, spoke with DEP. And when we realized that there weren't enough people actively advocating for us and just sort of accepting what they were told, in February of 2017, in my living room, RAFT was formed, Westfield Residents Advocating for Themselves.
So advocating for themselves, that's actually, I love the word RAFT because, it's a raft.
Right, and if you have a water problem.
Water, raft, it makes a lot of sense. The W is silent. And as far as it impacted you personally, okay, you know, let's not bury the lead here. What happened?
No, it impacted all of us personally. So Westfield is also home to Barnes Air National Guard Base, right? And they're up at our airport, and the airport and the base are situated on top of the southern end of what is known as the Barnes Aquifer, which means that there is a layer of sand and gravel underneath the ground in Westfield that was left here by the glacier when it receded, and it absorbs rainwater and holds it there. And our drinking wells, both municipal and private, tap into that aquifer to give us water to drink.
Yes.
And so because the Air Force, the Air National Guard, was on top of this aquifer when they had fire training exercises using aqueous film-forming foam, they call it AFFF, that formulation has a lot of PFAS in it. Those are per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, right, because acronyms. And so when they would do that fire training, every summer every summer before PFAS foam was invented and after, they would, every 6 weeks, have fire training exercises where they would take this carcass of a plane and cover it in waste oil and fuel and light it on fire and then take turns putting it out, right? And so every time they put it out, they would spray all this foam on it, and because if all the fuel were gone, the fire would put itself out. Because you have to train while there's still fuel there, you would spray the foam so there'd be a puddle of fuel and a whole bunch of foam, and then it all soaked into the ground together. And because,
and it rained.
And
it got in the water.
It soaked into our aquifer.
Wow.
And went into the stormwater when it did rain, and has moved through the soils and has permanently polluted 4 municipal drinking water wells and dozens of private wells.
Wow. Now, yeah, it sounds eerily familiar, but before I get into that familiar portion, for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your super waterman, sitting here with Kristen Mello, a really incredible PFAS activist in Westfield, Massachusetts, and also a city councilor. Okay, so we got into that. Let's do 1 minute. Like, what was the own personal to you impact? Like, what happens with PFAS?
So,
let's not bury the lead.
So,
you know?
So without a health study, I cannot, as a scientist, say I am 100% certain. However, based on my lived experience, what I know is that prior to me finding out that the PFAS was in the water, I was getting sick over and over and over and over again with pneumonia, despite having received the pneumonia vaccine. I got sick with a very bad pneumonia at the end of 2012 and the beginning of 2013, so bad that it required emergency lung surgery in January of 2013 that removed the lower left half of my lung because I had developed something called an empyema, which I don't want to gross people out, but it's essentially like the infection had made a hole in my lung, and so it was like leaking into the space and crushed my lung and was crushing my heart.
Wow. Okay.
And so my lung was breaking down inside my body. They had to go get it.
Yeah. So this stuff has impact.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It has impact in other populations. The C8 study has made it very clear about how PFAS has affected the population down in Ohio and West Virginia.
Wow.
So what has happened to AFFF impacted, you know, people are still working on that.
Yeah. There's a lot of studying to do. Yeah.
Correct.
And so we know it's an issue.
And what I know is that when I was drinking the GAC filtered water, the granular activated carbon filtered water, I was still getting sick every 6 to 8 weeks. When I immediately stopped that and only used reverse osmosis water, I stopped getting sick.
Yeah, so reverse osmosis is a technology that removes everything.
Including the beneficial things.
Including beneficial, but
right.
We're not here just to talk about that.
Yeah.
So the eerily familiar I mentioned earlier, just seconds ago, is I have friends in Newburgh, New York, where this happened from the Stewart Air Force Base.
That's right.
So there's something going on with, you know, the firefighting foam and when people knew what they did and all that.
They knew before I was born.
Yeah.
The Air Force, the EWG has the documents out. They knew before I was born that this stuff was toxic.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
Yeah, I got you. Gotcha. And that's exactly what happened there around, you know, cleanup, conversation. This stuff, this water that we're using, that water that we have, water that we, some people cherish more than others, but it's water that I cherish, is being systematically despoiled by things that we could do better on, way better. So a couple of things. You're the, you're active, you're out there, you're city councilor. Has there been any pushback to Raft or pushback to your, I would call it pretty powerful presentation?
Yeah, a ton.
What kind of stuff?
Oh, we've been called crazy. We were called, the Sweater Brigade, right? Water Mafia. I've been called that. PFAS rhymes with itch. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Hashtag that PFAS. Yep. I'll wear it.
That's good.
Fine.
You own it.
Here's the thing.
That's
here's
it.
The thing.
There's no,
I'm
if
not
you defend
looking,
against it, it's
I'm
it
not
just
looking
makes it more...
to fight with people. I am, and I didn't get involved in local politics. I didn't care who was on the city council. I voted. I tried to do my best with my vote. I didn't want to be involved in city politics. This came through my tap. And because it came through my tap, I fed it to a baby. And in order to clear my conscience, I know this is going to kill me. I know it. Unless I get hit by a car, right? But otherwise, this stuff is going to be the thing that takes me out. So I'm going to push this ball as far down the field as I can before that happens, as is humanly possible. This is not okay. And I didn't raise my head above the light. I didn't get involved. I didn't want to be involved. This came to me. And I don't speak out if I question what it is I'm saying. I'm an analytical chemist. We are the worst of the bunch about referencing our information. I wouldn't have spoken out if I didn't know I was right. I went to a webinar on the guys that make the filters. They told us it wasn't going to do that great a job. I went back to the city council. They're like, we're going to trust the experts. I'm like, this is what the experts said. They're like, yeah, but you're not that expert, so we're not going to. I'm a chemist. Well, we're not scientists. Yes, but I am. And I'm telling you, no, we're still not going to listen. It was awful. The mayor spoke out against me.
What does that actually, here's the thing.
It's awful.
For those of you just tuning in, we're sitting here with Kristen Mello. She is the powerhouse PFAS activist from Westfield, Massachusetts. There's some stuff that's in the water that got into some wells, private and citywide, that is an impact. And you're hearing more and more about it around the country. And it's right here in our neighborhood. It's PFAS, which what does it stand for again?
Per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances.
And you know, here's the thing. Do we feel bad about it? Yeah. Another thing is, what can we do about it? The way I think about this kind of stuff is, you know, I'll be a precursor. I'll say it. We do hard things in life. You know, human beings are good at doing hard things.
That's right.
When they put their minds to it. And, you know, the way I see it is, we make pizza, don't we? Pizza's kind of hard to make. You got to spice it right. You got to get the right ingredients. You got to make it. You got to put it together. And you got to eat it. And all of which can be an amazing, amazing episode of fun and enjoyment and Epicurean treats and all that. With water, can we bring that kind of creativity to not only make the problem, which takes a certain amount of creativity to begin with, but can we use that same creativity to clean up the mess that we made and doing it in a way that is, beneficial to our local stature because we show that we can clean and renew up a thing instead of just being like locusts and can we take on being a more 2% butterfly and 2% less locust, and come to a way? Do you think there's a breakdown in the political space of relationship to water?
Well, water's a resource that we can't live without, right? And so, of course, it gets political. Because if you control water, you control everything.
Not even that, right? But...
So it gets political.
Yeah. Yeah.
And closing people out of the space of control is a political act, right? But when people do that, they remove answers from the answer pool, right? Every time you separate off people and say, we do not want to hear what you have to say, every time you do that, you lose your opportunity at solutions. So I think there really is an opportunity for creativity to be the way we solve things, because clearly if tech were the solution, we would have been there by now. If we could have clevered our way out of this, we would have done so. They knew it was toxic before I was born. So clearly they were like, baby in bathwater.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's our relationship to water. We think we could kind of put it in the bottom of the water and it's not going to be a problem.
Because we
think
there isn't a way. But
exactly.
There is no away.
No, there is no away.
You can't throw away anything. Yes.
PCBs, which is the OG of forever chemicals.
One of them.
One of the early ones. Was created not too far by in that other city nearby with the last name of Field.
Yeah.
And guess what? Some of it is still there.
Is this where you want me to tell you that the carbon chlorine bond is easier to break than the carbon fluorine bond?
You know, I don't know. Why don't you take a little stab at being a chemist?
So chlorine and fluorine are in the same group on the periodic table. They're in the same column, right? And both of them have 7 electrons in their outermost shell. Because fluorine is the smallest one of those elements in terms of the size of the atom, when you bond that to carbon, it's never gonna let go of that carbon's electron again unless you do something very highly energetic. With a chlorine, it's a little easier to take that back off. It is the strength of the carbon-fluorine bond that makes PFAS stay in our environment so long. So if PCBs are a problem for you, and those are easier to break down than PFAS, think of how bad PFAS is.
Yeah, I just don't even know. But what I have heard is that there are alternative technologies that are earth-friendly that can do some of that work. Do I know everything about it? No. One thing I am happy about, though, is that according to the grapevine, you're going to be a speaker at an event called Splash, A Night for Water, which actually I personally am hosting.
I heard about that.
Yeah, yeah, and you'll be the speaker. And one of the things that we're out to prove at One Water is that communities can solve it together.
That's right.
People have ideas. Two heads are better than one. Four eyes are better than two eyes. It's all there. We can assist each other. And why not? You know, why not? Why not question how we relate to water and also question what are we going to do now? We are in this fix. What do we do? Can we get out of said fix? And that's an airplane in the background going on top of Pequot Pond. And we love it out here in Hampton State Park, Hampton Lake, Hampton Pond State Park. So we have a few more minutes. Why don't we dive in a little on this? By the way, the event, the One Water event called Splash is at a place called Bondu up in New Ashford.
I'm excited.
And that's, you know, in between Cheshire and Williamstown. It's a little villagette in off Route 7. So beyond that, let's find out from you, like, what, when REF came together, how did that come together?
There were groups of us meeting and talking at my house because we didn't know what to do. And so, you know, the first thing was, okay, let's go get the data and find out. And then, all right, let's talk to the mayor and find out what he's doing about it. And he looked at me and said, well, I'm not a chemist. am a chemist. And still Cindy Lou Who'd me, right? And so then I went to the city council and they Cindy Lou Who'd me too. So
Cindy Lou Who is like,
you know, when you get patted on the head and they give you a cup of water and they scoot you off the bed, like,
water.
Don't worry about it, little girl. You know, stop thinking about the hard things, right? So so we would meet in my living room and talk about it. And a former, who was at the time still a city councilor, Marianne Babinski, had contacted some friends of hers that knew about grassroots, you know, involvement and what to do about this kind of thing. And so they're like, well, you need to form a group. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of antisocial. I don't really want to form a group. Well, the group is forming in your living room. So, okay, here it is. Okay. Well, we'll be a group. So, I mean, that's how it happened. And then
wow.
We were this ad hoc
very organic
neighborhood group for a long, long time. And then a couple of years ago, we realized that we were not going to receive the help from the government, even though we were demanding it. And that we needed to go a different route and start applying for our own funding and help ourselves. And so, right, not just advocate for yourself, now you got to go do it for yourself. So,
you mean the cavalry ain't coming?
No, it turns out they're not here.
Are we the cavalry?
We're the grown-ups. When did that happen?
Oh my God, we're the water cavalry.
When did we turn into grown-ups? So we filed to be a nonprofit in Massachusetts, and then we applied for some DEP funding that required we be the official 501c3, so then we went through that process, and now we're, like, officially official. Yeah.
Okay, we got a minute. Okay, we covered a lot.
Okay.
I'd love to spend more time in a future show and discuss a lot more. Now, how can people find out more about RAFT?
Well, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and at www.raft.org.
And you're a city councilor in Westfield, so how can people find out about you as city councilor or contact you that way?
Well, my city council life, you can find me by email at kristen.mello@cityofwestfield.org. And the city council's website is, you know, on the city's Facebook page at cityofwestfield.org. I'm an at-large councilor, and you know, it was me and my big mouth about the water that got me elected in the first place.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks again for sharing your water love for the other city near you that's also with the last name of Field.
Yeah, anytime. There's no need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, WTBR FM 89.7 FM. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Thank you again, Chris.
Oh, had a little cut off there, but you know, tech is good in live radio. We love tech. Tech is wonderful. You were listening to Kristen Mello. She was speaking on some PFAS issues happening over in Westfield, where she and a group of people put together a group called RAFT, Westfield Residents, advocating for themselves, because when it comes to water, we are the cavalry. There ain't no cavalry coming. You know, the world of self-help is really important. Self-reliance, super important, especially when it comes to water and what we put in it and how we treat it and how we relate to it. We all have a story of water, and water is waiting for your story. A little bit more coming your way. We got a little bit more music than a little bit more, but before you know it, in that little interview is a little something coming up on the 21st, Tuesday the 21st of May, at a place called Bondu in New Ashford, is something called the launch party of One Water, which is called Splash, A Night for Water. You could find more about it either on Facebook and or Eventbrite. You could just Google as well, Splash, A Night for Water. Super psyched, going to have music, going to have food, going to have a couple of speakers, and going to have a great event where we can come together and speak and dance and be for H2O. Let's see what's coming up. A poem is here by Jamal May called Water Devil. Spout of a leaf. Listen out for the screams of your relentless audience, the applause of a waterfall in the distance, a hurricane looting a Miami shopping mall, how careful you are with the rain cradling curve of your back. Near your forest, all are ready to swim and happy to drown. In me, the lake of fire that moats the edges. From my mouth, they come to peel the flames and drink their slick throats into the most silent of ashes. And that was by Jamal May. Thank you, Jamal. And thank you for Poetry Foundation for having that. We got a little lake of fire coming here with Nirvana. And then a little bit more right before the end of the show. Just loving you all, loving your water, and bringing the water consciousness to the world.
Stay together, friends. Don't scatter and sleep. Our friendship is made of being awake. The water wheel accepts water and turns and gives it away, weeping. That way, it stays in the garden, whereas another roundness rolls through a dry riverbed, looking for what it thinks it wants. Stay here, quivering with each moment, like a drop of mercury.
Thanks again for tuning in to And So It Flows another week. We got another cool show coming next week, so stay tuned. It's all about the H2O. all about the water, and we love it as you do.
Lemon city water, sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled, see, in trouble. In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.